Four of us gather for a ceremony. A box of matches, a candlestick, a candle, and me. There are many more, of course. I myself am more than one, as are each member of our quartet. There is, in addition, a creaky wood stool, a yellow formica countertop, a kitchen full of small and large appliances, a vascular system of pipes and walls for new and used water, a popcorn ceiling above, which is below for those upstairs, a rough tile floor under my feet, farther down, a poured cement foundation, followed by substrata of sediment and rock, down to a roiling, molten core. As below, so above. Outside, an ash tree shapes a winter wind with its thousand batons. Above it, a herringbone sky thin and pulled taut. And up farther still, to a star at work on itself, generous enough to share its effort. Now, we leave those registered but unremarked objects. For our ceremony, just a flat four of us, a box of matches, a candlestick, a candle, and me. First, a matchbox of cardboard and glued with a sandpaper strip on its side. A drawer slides out easily enough, just a shush of resistance, leaving empty a green box with red lettering, a name on top, Everlit. If given a shake, 12 pine matchsticks rattle against each other softly, each with a brick cap of sulfur and powdered glass, each waiting their turn to scrape and burn. Second, a candlestick, low and Budai-bellied, a simple pedestal of tin and lead. It is soft enough to scratch with an uncut fingernail or catch a ding on tiles below if it fell. It has done both and bears its scars with equanimity and, I want to say, laughter. Atop this, a third, a candle made of beeswax and string. Almost tan under LED lights, it conceals its translucence during the day. It is squat and average looking, about a can of black beans in diameter. Once carved by hand into a fancy of leaves, flowers and bees, it has sagged, formed anew by handling and heat. It is time. I select a match, pinch it between two fingers, and rub its forehead across a friction strip, sounding just like a word, scratch. It steals energy from collision and disrobes into flame. Holding a candlestick in one hand, a lit match in another, we touch wick. It snickers before making itself available to flame. With a huff, it receives spirit and life and begins its work, veiled a moment, available for a moment, revealing four faces luminous with truth for a moment. Every day is a ceremony. The ceremony is today.